The final tally is huge, approaching $1 billion. Trout Unlimited State Director Tim Bristol says he was not expecting anything close to the $986.1 million, to be exact, since the state's most valuable salmon fisheries, based on price and volume, lay elsewhere.
No, we were actually really surprised when we saw just how high the figure was. You know, we had done some work out in southwest Alaska with Bristol Bay, and you always kind of think about that as the big granddaddy fishery, but it turns out that southeast Alaska is worth even more than Bristol Bay.
Bristol Bay sockeye far outstripped the $261 million value of southeast salmon on the docks. In fact, southeast salmon fisheries only account for a little more than a quarter of the state's salmon production. But the numbers start to add up for southeast when you throw in the value of the recreational fisheries for both salmon and trout, $204 million, and the subsistence fisheries at over $1.5 million. And then there's the economic output of southeast's hatcheries. Bristol says many suspected all this fragmented information would add up to something substantial.
Putting a number on something that we all were very familiar with, and we all had our hunches, but we started to look around at the different pieces of information that existed looking at fisheries in southeast Alaska, and there was no one-stop shopping. You had reports dealing with sport fishing and some information about hatcheries and their contributions, and quite a bit out there about the huge impact that the commercial fishery has on the region, but there wasn't a place where you could take subsistence, sport, commercial, hatchery, and get all that information in one place.
About half as many people are employed in the salmon fisheries as work in the state and local government in southeast, just over 7,000 individuals, or 11% of the region's employment. The timber industry, in contrast, produces less than 2% of the jobs. For research economist Tom Wege, the number of jobs is more significant than the billion-dollar figure being touted in the press.
The measure of economic output doesn't tell you all that much in and of itself. You know, the more important number from my perspective is, well, how many jobs are these industries, these fisheries, hatchery operations supporting, and, you know, how much in personal income, you know, people's wages and profits and so forth. That, to me, is a more meaningful metric.
Wege is based in Sacramento, California, but he's got a long track record of fisheries-based economics research in Alaska. In the 1980s and 90s, he conducted a number of large-scale studies for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game while working for Jones and Stokes, an environmental consulting firm. Since forming his own company, he's worked as an independent consultant for NOAA Fisheries on a series of salmon management programs. Wege says the Trout Unlimited study took about 6 months of his firm's time. No original research was required. He says Trout Unlimited was not asking the impossible. Rather, they wanted to know about jobs related to salmon and trout fishing and about the broader idea of use value.
So there was these two paths that we kind of went down, and treating each of the types of fisheries, that being commercial, recreational, personal use, subsistence, as its own, you know, entity, and then trying to find common, you know, measures, metrics that could be legitimately added together to come up with sort of a total, you know, valuation scheme.
And now that Trout Unlimited has data of its own, the organization hopes to paint a more accurate picture of the relationship between salmon and forest. Conspicuously absent from the study is any valuation of southeast offshore fisheries, halibut or sablefish, or herring or shellfish or dive fisheries. State Director Tim Bristol says the study is a first step in changing the way forest resource issues are debated in southeast Alaska, even for people in the conservation community, who he thinks still get high-centered on issues of the past. He recalls a meeting he had not too long ago with Tonga Supervisor Forrest Cole.
You know, he was talking about how you have to have widgets. You have to have something that you produce that you can report back to the folks in Washington, D.C., both higher up in the Forest Service and with the congressional delegation, to justify big expenditures of tax money in southeast Alaska. And we were like, hey, Forrest, salmon's your widget. You You know, timber may be a contributor, but the real driver, the real thing that you can point to as a source of production from Southeast Alaska are salmon.
Bristol says he hopes also to convey the importance of salmon to local community leaders and economic interests, and then look to balance the fisheries with other economic and development pursuits in Southeast Alaska. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.